The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Santa Claus is legit coming to town now. I mean, hell, it's 23rd, isn't it? Leyville, how much shopping you think I've done?
Zero.
Correct. Shout out to Bloomingdale's and Chevy Chase. Coming for you this afternoon, baby. I try not to be hyperbolic, Brian, when people get into like these exaggeration contests, right? Like who could say the most outlandish thing? It's sadly what a lot of media has become. But Tischler last night on our stream said something that I think is pretty damn accurate. I'm curious where you land on this.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden Daniels now on the season. It's not even worth looking at the Vegas odds because they're so overwhelming that he's going to win Rookie of the
That's
Year.
That's over.
It's been over, but the content machine demanded that people started talking about Bo Nix for a period of time. What the difference? I think Bo Nix is going to be a good quarterback. But there's a massive, massive difference. And I'm not the first person to espouse this, but I hopefully people are listening more. The difference between a quarterback that can win you a game and a quarterback that can help a team win,
mm-hmm.
like there are quarterbacks that can take their team and go win a game, and then there are guys that are part of a team that wins games. Like there's just different categories, different tiers of this, and if you don't see where Jaden is in this, then you and I aren't breathing the same oxygen.
Yeah.
On the season, as a rookie, he's completing 70% of his passes, 69.7. Over 3,303 passing yards, 22 touchdowns against 8 picks.
Yep.
He's averaging about 220 a game through the air. And then that doesn't even include the rushing stuff where he has gone for, I mean, maybe that's silly to think. I think it's possible considering how ineffective, yeah, he is now.
He's what?
He's their leading rusher now.
Because in a whole season?
The whole season. Because Eckler went down. The run game's just been incredibly ineffective. I'm not saying it's good that Jaden's your leading rusher, but remember, Robinson missed, I think he's missed 3 or 4 games by now. Yesterday, Jaden took the lead. Jaden has 737 yards on the ground with another 6 touchdowns. B-Rob is at 729 yards on the ground with 8 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
What this kid is doing is just so special, and I think the accuracy and I think the hardest thing for young quarterbacks, you've said this forever, Brian, is to be able to throw to a spot. I mean, hell, you see veteran quarterbacks that can't throw to a spot,
yep.
and they need to see a guy open first. I mean, we've seen it here for a long time. The recognition, Orlovsky posted this video on Twitter yesterday that I retweeted. Maybe we'll just play the audio, frankly. Because the recognition on the touchdown throw to Terry McLaurin, where McLaurin has now tied the franchise
12
record.
12 TDs.
The franchise single season receiving record. Oh, by the way, they have 2 games left. To throw that ball where he's about to get crushed.
Yep.
And to put it to a spot where Terry can make a play. And the play Terry made on it, so spectacular. He's looking to his right, has the sun in his eyes. Last second, flips to his left.
Terry can track a ball, dog. Terry's an outfielder. He knows how to track a football.
Just everything they're doing is at such a high level, mm-hmm. Brian, that I mean this seriously, because in no way do you want to say he's the best quarterback in the league. That'd be silly, right? I think Mahomes, Lamar, Josh Allen, there are dudes that have done this at a much higher level for a much longer time.
Mm-hmm.
And you just,
but they're supposed to be doing it. I mean, he's a rookie. I mean, that's the ultimate thing. So I think we don't have to explain anything to anybody. You don't have to sit up here and worry about these comparisons. He is a rookie. This is his first year, and he's doing that. And as Tanner said yesterday, think about the next year, the second, third year of players that grow.
Burrow, obviously.
You know, we can't worry about, listen, there is a culture of hate in this country these days.
Sure.
To hell with those people. I like what I'm seeing in this young man, and I think he has the personality and the attitude that he's going to keep improving.
So here's, I totally agree with you. I don't think we need to get caught up in a numbers game, a rankings game. All that stuff is artificial, right? They go play the games. That's how you solve things. I do find this one kind of fascinating, though. In the NFC, opposing defenses, who's the guy they want to see the least?
They don't want to see him.
2 minutes with the ball in his hand.
Listen, man, I've had people hit me today.
Goff and Darnold have been really good. I'm not trying to discount anything.
But
this dude is in a different conversation.
People that are Cowboy fans, the real Raven fans, the true Eagle fans, they all are saying Jaden Daniels is a problem. That's their exact words. He's a problem. And when people, if you don't know lingo and hip-hop language and stuff, when they say something is a problem, that means that you don't want to see that person in a bad situation. And this dude right here smiles while he's whipping your ass. That's the person you need to be concerned about. He's always chilling. When you watch him on, I listened to him in a little thing. He had did an interview. I think it was with Kevin Durant and somebody. He said, man, you know, I just, like when I'm on the field, people just, they say I'm smooth. I'm just always chill. You watch him yesterday, he never seems like he's exerting too much.
Even when he runs, the 4th and 11 for 30.
He just glides, man.
Yo, he's a glider.
Yeah.
And I was saying that going all the way back to when they drafted him. It's just, the level of poise and calm and just staying in the moment. Even last night in the post game, he's like, yeah, we're going to celebrate this for 24 hours, and it's back to work.
And we're out of it.
You believe it. I've heard lots of quarterbacks say all the right things.
Yeah.
I've heard and seen that. It's different with this dude.
Man, when you watch him after a game, before a game, at the event you were at with him over at Raising Cane's.
Sure.
He's always the same dude. And as he stated in a little comment earlier this year, when you're always the same, it's kind of hard to have a drop-off.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't get overly hyped. He doesn't get overly concerned. He's just who he is. Like, if you make a mistake, you understand, I have to correct this. So you go correct it and you move forward. You don't make a mistake and go, oh, yeah, we got to go back to the drawing board, man. No, no, no. You know what mistake you made. Just focus a little better next time.
It's it really is pretty remarkable with Jaden. Dude, I didn't want to address this. When he did the thing at Raising Cane's last week, and did you notice he was walking like...
That's how he walks.
Dude, the fact that I heard somebody yesterday, a week later, say that he was limping, like, please...
All right, so did he limp in the game yesterday? That's all I asked.
It's his gait, dude. He's a different cat, and I think people need to stop reaching. Dude, everybody, Washington came into that game yesterday 9-5. And people are like, oh, they're not good. They're average because they haven't. You know what?
You beat the people on your schedule.
Teams on your schedule.
Man, let's be real.
You are very, very right about the conversation of goalposts moving with them.
Yeah.
It's Philly's offense yesterday. I understand it was Kenny Pickett, but let's be real. The best weapon Philly has had all season is a fella named Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
And he hit him early, undoubtedly.
He threw some haymakers.
He had, what'd you say, a buck 10 in the first quarter?
Buck 09.
But offensively and defensively, they made really good adjustments in this game. I applaud Cliff because they eventually were like, yo, we cannot run the ball. We're going to have to go old school air raid. And they just started going four wideouts.
I almost called in yesterday today for I was going to be on the IR injury report because Dan Quinn almost broke my hand when he gave me a high five. Damn, coach.
Yo, he gave me some knuckles on his way out of the press conference room. That was not a soft one. It's got to mean a lot for DQ. I thought the coaches did a really good job yesterday. You got to credit coaching when your team turns it over five times and is able to overcome that and get a dub. Now,
oh, my Lord.
What? Tell me in the break, I think.
No. This lady just sent me this. Everybody start to send me these, Landfill.
Yo, the tutu is coming, B. Yo, as B. Mitch has said, he's got to be in
my Lord.
If they get to 11 wins, he's got to wear a tutu.
Oh, boy.